Fluidity and grace. Good morning. On the path of awakening the feminine, it is essential we understand our nature, observe it, feel it, and perceive our inner movements. When we talk about the feminine principle, its qualities, the yin polarity, we cannot avoid mentioning another feminine quality, fluidity. In traditions where the feminine was revered, this fluidity was cultivated by women, especially through dance. Our body, in and of itself, is sheer movement. Thousands of micro-movements constantly flow, even when we are still. And the act of dancing is the permission for this movement, which is natural to the body. We have shared the path of the feminine awakening with many women for several years, and through this journey, united to our own experience, we have realized how important dance is in a woman's life. When we ask women if they like to dance, the answer almost unanimous is yes. However, when we ask, "When was the last time you danced?" many cannot recall it. Inside our feminine wisdom, dancing equals reconnecting with our fluidity. It is a most organic practice for women. In her book, Pariremos con Placer, Casilda Rodriguez mentioned something really true about dance and women. As there is no version of this book in English, we translate an excerpt from Spanish. If girls would dance with their older sisters, their mothers and grandmothers, and if they swam like mermaids, they would grow up without ever stopping to move their hips, their pelvis, their uterus. When we talk about recovering our womanly body, it actually means recovering the uterine sensitivity and movement. May our womb channel and express our joy and our passion for living. Exercise. We suggest that you invite dancing into your life today. We leave you to this exercise of body awareness, and we encourage you to find today a moment just for you. All yours to dance. In the lower belly, there is a center of energy that receives different denominations in various distinct cultures. Hara, Tantien, Swadhisthana Chakra. This center, linked to the uterus and to the reproductive system, is a great source of power. And for women, it is important to feel this power, to perceive it, and know it. The processes of feminine initiation related with the blood, first menstruation, childbirth, and menopause tie us instinctively to the power of the womb. However, we are not taught to go deeper into these inner processes. Quite the opposite. In many ways, their value has been hidden from us, and they are in many instances associated with something negative, or simply reduced to biological happenings, deprived of meaning and mystery. We propose a set of exercises for energizing your hips, getting in touch with your womb, and living dance as used in feminine traditions in an initiatic way. In the files you received, we sent a link with a song that might inspire you during this exercise. Before beginning, prepare the environment in a way you enjoy it, the way you prepare your home to host a special guest or even your beloved. Prepare the environment for you with a fragrance that you like, with objects enticing to your sight. If you wish, you could lower the light or use some candles. Cover the floor with a blanket or a quilt, or if you have it, a cover and or a mat next to a wall. Step 1. Lay down on your back with the soles of your feet leaning on the wall, knees flexed, forming a 90 degrees angle, legs apart from each other. Keep your feet shoulder width apart. Start a movement of raising and lowering your hip about 2 inches from the floor during 1 minute. Notice the buildup of heat in that area. Following that, hugging your knees to your chest, Move your body from side to side like a swing. Feel how this movement massages your hips. Lower your feet to the ground. Feet flat on the ground, shoulders width apart, and knees pointed towards the ceiling. Raise your hips again, this time as high as you can, then slowly roll back onto the floor. Repeat this raising and lowering movement a few times. Keep connecting the movement in all its stages, raising the pelvis, rib cage, then lowering the sternum, rib cage, lastly the pelvis, feeling an even flow without breaks or pauses in between, raising and lowering in constant continuity until a wave movement begins to appear. You can repeat it many times, always feeling this flow. After feeling this inner wave, relax. Take a moment to feel and slowly stand up. Standing, place your hands on your hips in order to guide it. What kind of hands have moved your hips, your wildest of forces? While in movement, become aware of this perception. Remove your hands from your hips and feel that your hip movements come from the hip itself. Feel your hips guiding the movement. Feel your hip own the movement. From the hips, allow all your body to dance freely, celebrating your feminine nature. Move your body, experiencing its suppleness, fluidity. Dance as though your body were dissolving into the music. After concluding the dance, you might try doing as the priestesses did when they danced for the great goddess. They did not thank the audience, for there was no audience. They were not filled with vanity, because their dance had not been a performance. In contact with an inner space where their essence abide, they finished their dance in reverence of the feminine power, conscious that it was present in every woman, in the world around them, and especially inside themselves. To close this week, we suggest you make an evaluation of your week. How did you feel this week? What did you learn? What challenged you? Did you notice any results? How did people behave towards you this week? How did you behave toward them? To conclude this week, we recommend two movies: Memoirs of a Geisha, a glimpse into the light and shadow of a geisha's life with all the beauty and subtlety of that art, and Isadora, a film about Isadora Duncan, a dancer that revolutionized the world of dance with her freedom.